For now, though, I want you to turn your attention towards the Samaritans. And like every other county in Ireland, the Samaritans are very active here in Kerry, and they will continue to be so over Christmas. Now, I know that a lot of you are, a lot of people are already doing something for charity over Christmas, you know, in the true spirit of the season. But if we could ask you to do maybe one more thing in the next couple of weeks, and that is make yourself available to the Samaritans for maybe an hour or 2 hours to help them with their church gate collection. That would be a huge help to ensure that the phone lines stay open and manned over the Christmas period. And just to show you and give you an idea of the kind of work they do, I spoke earlier to Michael Mannix and Gerry O'Dwyer from the Samaritans in Kerry. Gerry is the director, Michael is the treasurer. And at the outset, they told me a good bit about the kind of work they do. But at the outset, I asked Michael to explain to us how many volunteers they have in Kerry at the moment.
It's staff, if you want to call it that, a number of volunteers in the numbers of about 40 at the moment. We're always actively looking for more volunteers. We could do with more volunteers. Currently, the numbers are around 40. We are open 365 days a year, 7 days a week. There's always someone at the end of a phone. And again, coming up to this time, which is a great happy time for so many people, it can be quite a lonely time for an awful lot of people. And it's very important to let people out there know that we're only a phone call away.
Absolutely, yeah. And you have your church gate collection coming up, which I know is very important.
Yeah, absolutely, Deirdre. It's absolutely. In Kerry, we totally rely on the public's generosity. We don't get any government funds. We don't have any other source of income. We simply rely on the hospitality and the decency and the generosity of the Kerry people. Our collection covers the majority of parishes in Kerry and in Tralee, obviously, and in Kerry generally. The only shortcomings we have is having not enough volunteers. It's becoming increasingly difficult to get people to support as a volunteer. Although over the last number of years since I have come onto your programme and made this appeal, we have been absolutely inundated with people who ring up and are willing to help, which we are hoping will happen again this year.
And what's involved in helping out with the churchgate collection?
Well, it's to cover some mass either on the 24th or the 25th, hopefully in their own parish where they're well known. We will provide them with all the necessary paraphernalia, like an overall, a collecting box, a placard, a permit, obviously, from the Garda, and that we will supply all of that, indeed deliver it to them should they not be able to collect it from our premises in Mitherwell. We will certainly make arrangements to have it brought to their door, collect it off of them, and be very, very grateful for anybody that would like to help us.
And is there a number they should ring if they have some time to spare over Christmas and could do this?
I think the best number is my own number and Gerry's number. My own number is 087-05-12454. Gerry, your number is
087-637-3905.
Okay, so they can ring either of you to if they have some time to spare, and they could do a mass or two at some stage over Christmas.
I think that would be the best if they'd ring either Gerry or myself on those phones. We will then be able to help them and get the detail off of them and support them as they would be supporting us.
Very good. Gerry, I'm going to come back to you now, and you might just tell me a little bit about what the Samaritans do and a bit about the issues that you're presented with.
The main message, Deirdre, I would like to convey is that the Samaritans are there to listen and offer support in a confidential and a non-judgmental manner. We take calls on a broad range of issues such as suicide, mental health, online gambling, depression, loneliness, relationships, abuse, domestic violence and finance. I do want to emphasise that the volunteers who take these calls are all volunteers. There are no hired or paid staff. There are people who just want to help. All funds are used to operate the call centre. The Samaritans do not receive any government funding, so rely heavily on the generosity of the public. And from a governance perspective, I do want to mention that we are registered with the charity regulator and audited our accounts annually.
Very good. So it's all above board if people have any concerns in that regard. Do either of you have any figures about how many calls you would have taken during this year so far or even last year?
Our figures average between 25 and 30,000 a year as regards calls to the Kerry branch.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, the calls to Samaritans generally is around 500,000. It's just a huge, huge, huge number of callers. But as I said, in Kerry specifically, we will always average between 25. I think this year, up to the end of November, it was a little bit more than 25. So from now until Christmas, we will expect to get in the region of 5,000 calls.
Yeah, from the start of December right through to the end of the month.
Yeah, and even on Christmas Day, the phones are just busy.
Yeah, and have you noticed, Michael, any particular trends or any new issues that have arisen in the last year?
No, it seems to be, I would say, you know, the one word that would come to me from my knowledge of it would be depression, loneliness, isolation, sadness. And from that stems so many other things. Mental health issues stem from it. Gambling is a particularly insidious one.
That's been there for a few years now, hasn't it? But it's getting bigger.
It is, yeah, in the sense that it's unknown. You know, you're in bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and you can gamble. One time you couldn't do that. You have people now that do that and, you know, a lot of more national people, GAA players there recently have written books about it and come out about it and where they have been. So it affects a whole range of people. You know, there's no particular person or type of person that's involved. It seems to stretch its tentacles over every society.
Yeah, okay.
And it's also insidious in the sense that your partner or your spouse or whoever may not know anything about it until such time as it comes to fruition that there is serious problems then growing. So gambling is a particularly nasty one, yeah.
And what about yourself, Gerry? Have you noticed anything during the year or any issue that stands out for you?
Yes, Deirdre. While Christmas can be a happy time, it can be a particular lonely time for many. I do want to say that there is someone always at the end of the phone, and the Samaritan volunteers are on hand 24/7 across the Christmas period. For those who need our support, your call will be answered.
Okay, that's good to know as well. Is there anything else you want to mention, gentlemen, while we have you?
No, I think really the message is just to let people be aware. We're not a very publicised organisation.
Okay, and that was Michael Mannix there, ending that interview earlier with him and Gerry O'Dwyer from the Samaritans in Kerry. And hopefully there will be an answer out there. Hopefully people will answer the call and help them out and volunteer to collect at the church gate collections. We'll take a break, back with our Garda slot.